Royal Doors presents Daily Encounter, readings from the Byzantine Lectionary with Father Roman Planchet. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Make the pure light of your divine knowledge shine in our hearts, O loving Master. Open the eyes of our minds, that we may understand the message of your gospel. Instill in us the fear of your blessed commandments, that we may subdue all carnal desires and follow a spiritual way of life, thinking and doing all that pleases you. For you, O Christ our God, are the enlightenment of our souls and bodies, and we give glory to you together with your eternal Father and your most holy, good and life-giving Spirit, now and forever and ever. Amen. The readings for Tuesday, the 13th week after Pentecost, are 2 Corinthians 8:16 to 9:5, Mark 3:13 to 19. A reading from the second epistle of the Holy Apostle Paul to the Corinthians. But thanks be to God, who put the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus. For he not only accepted the exhortation, but being more diligent, he went to you of his own accord. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not only that, but who was also chosen by the churches to travel with us with this gift, which is administered by us to the glory of the Lord himself, and to show your ready mind, avoiding this, that anyone should blame us in this lavish gift which is administered by us, providing honorable things not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have often proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent because of the great confidence which we have in you. If anyone inquires about Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker concerning you. Or if our brethren are inquired about, they are messengers of the churches, the glory of Christ. Therefore show to them and before the churches the proof of your love and our boasting on your behalf. Now concerning the ministering of the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. Yet I have sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this respect, that, as I said, you may be ready, lest if some Macedonians come with me and find you unprepared, we, not to mention you, should be ashamed of this confident boasting. Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time, and to prepare your bountiful gift beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as a grudging obligation. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted, and they came to him. Then he appointed 12, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out demons. Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him, and they went into a house.